the cause of your infertility or hormonal problems could actually be hiding in your hair products.
What?
I'm gone. Before you come for my head, let me explain, because if I don't look out for you, who will? In the next 2 minutes, I will tell you the ingredients you must always watch out for in your conditioners, your leave-ins, and your hair cream. So pause this video, grab your products, and tick off any ingredients I mentioned so you can decide if you need to discontinue use. Number one, DMDM Hydantion or Quaternium 15. What they actually do is to leak formaldehyde into your products over time. Formaldehyde is a known human carcinogen, meaning it causes cancer. Imagine massaging that into your scalp every day. It can also trigger irritation, rashes, and even hair loss. Number two, phthalates. This is often disguised under the word fragrance or perfume. The problem is, phthalates are endocrine disruptors. These are chemicals that interfere with your hormones. They have been linked to infertility problems, developmental issues, and hormone imbalance. The scary part is that because they are hidden in fragrance, most people don't know that they are there. Number three, parabens. This is not new to most of us. Parabens are preservatives. You will see them listed as propyl paraben, butyl paraben, and methyl paraben. They are cheap and effective, but they can mimic estrogen in the body. That is why scientists worry about their possible link to breast health and hormone disruption. Although cosmetic regulators still allow them in small amounts, but the concern is what happens with years of daily use building in your system. Number four, mineral oil and petrolatum. These heavy oils are often found in pomades and hair cream. You know now, the ones we grew up with. While highly refined version of these oils are safer, cheaper grades may contain cancer-causing impurities. Even the clean versions coat your hair and scalp like plastic wrap, thereby clogging your pores. If you are prone to dandruff, dermatitis, or oily skin, avoid them, I beg. Number five, silicones. Now, this is the controversial one because not all silicones are dangerous, but some, like D4, are flagged in the EU as possible hormone disruptors. And even the so-called safe silicones can build up quickly in your hair, thereby suffocating your hair and leaving it dry underneath. That is why so many natural brands are moving away from them. My bad. If you're seeing my face for the first time, hi. I am Sahida. I am currently studying a level 5 diploma in trichology in the Trichology Institute in London. Learning the science of hair and scalp has opened my eyes to how closely our hair connects to our overall health and how some cosmetic ingredients can be dangerous with long-term use. That is why I began researching and formulating safe-effective products, especially for black women. For example, in our Mango Moisture Lock Leave-In Conditioner, we didn't use cheap mineral oils or petrolatum. Instead, we invested in nourishing natural oils like broccoli seed, baobab, Abyssinian, and black seed oil. And rather than cheap silicones that only coat the air, we used luxury natural derived esters like olive squalene, cocoa capreolate, amongst others.